This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. In 2016, the last year we had reliable data, the opioid crisis killed more than 1,300 people in Texas alone. To tackle the problem, the legislature mandated a prescription drug tracking program to begin next year. But as Elizabeth Uklis reports, some doctors don't think it will be ready by deadline.
Tanis Rutherford is a registered nurse living in San Angelo, and this is the story of how she became addicted to opioids 8 years ago.
I started having problems with my hip. I went to see my doctor, and so he started giving me Lortabs. After being on them for a period of time, it seemed like they just didn't work as well. So I would take two. I started traveling. He said, I'll just send you the prescription in the mail. I used to get 90 a month, and he upped it to 120.
She says her addiction got worse just before her father died.
I was in such an emotional state that I started doing the drugs at that they had at the house there for my dad. And that was Dilaudid and morphine, and I started shooting it.
She hit rock bottom with an overdose in 2016.
I had 60 Xanax, I had 120 Lortab, I had like 60 antidepressants, and my thyroid medicine, and I took about 400 pills.
All of these pills had been legally prescribed to her. Rutherford's story is not unique. Overprescription of painkillers is the driving factor in the U.S. opioid epidemic. So next year, Texas is set to follow around 40 other states and mandate a prescription drug monitoring program. It's the result of legislation passed in 2017 that will require medical providers to look at a patient's prescription history before prescribing opioids. The goal is to lessen the rates of addiction and overdoses, like the kind that nearly killed Rutherford. But there could be a snag to this plan. Some Texas doctors are pushing to slow down the process.
We're not, from a technology standpoint, optimally ready.
This is Dr. Deborah Pat. She's the Executive Vice President of Texas Oncology. She also serves on the Council on Legislation for the Texas Medical Association. Pat says doctors support the prescription monitoring program, but the technology isn't there to make it easy to implement. She says the program, as it's proposed, will add about 5 minutes per prescription to doctors' already busy schedules. What she's asking for is an easily accessible database that's integrated with other health records.
So that way, when I see a patient, if I write for a controlled substance, I don't have an additional five-minute process by opening up another system.
The data systems that track drug prescriptions can have a big impact on these programs' effectiveness. When the state of Massachusetts implemented its prescription monitoring program in 2016, it also invested in new software. Dr. Monica Burrell is commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Now, within a few clicks, a prescriber can get to the information. And in fact, we've now started to integrate this into the electronic medical record, so it's really part of the clinical flow.
She says from 2016 to 2017, Massachusetts saw a 35% drop in the number of Schedule II opiates being prescribed, and an 80% decrease in what's known as doctor shopping, or using multiple pharmacies to get opioids.
From 2016 to 2017, we've seen our first decrease in stabilization of deaths.
But that success costs money when it came to developing new prescription monitoring software. In Texas, Dr. Pat says she'd like pharmacies to help foot the bill. In the meantime, the Texas Medical Association is hoping to get an extension on the program deadline from state lawmakers.
TMA is working with the legislature today to try to come to a reasonable compromise.
Others, like Tanis Rutherford, whose story you heard at the start of this piece, believe the time for waiting is over.
I can't believe they don't have it already in place. I'm just surprised it has taken this long to do it. You know, it's almost like we've waited till it's out of control.
She says the longer the state waits to implement the prescription drug monitoring program, the more people will fall into addiction. Elizabeth Uklis, KUT News.